This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz on Saturday after Tehran said it could close the crucial shipping route and warned it would retaliate for a suspected Israeli strike on its Syria consulate. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
Video obtained by Reuters showed a helicopter hovering over the vessel, which Iran said was linked with Israel. It comes days after Tehran said it could close the crucial shipping route and warned it would retaliate for a suspected Israeli attack on an Iranian consulate in Damascus. A video claiming to show the seizure included a figure abseiling from a helicopter onto the ship. The vessel's operator confirmed Iran had seized the ship. It said it was working with the relevant authorities for its safe return and the well-being of its 25 crew members. The incident comes amid rising regional tensions since the start of Israel's campaign in Gaza in October.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. At least six people were killed in a deadly stabbing attack at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A man's been fatally shot after stabbing at least six people to death in a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. The suspect injured many more, including a baby, and footage from the scene shows scared people streaming out of the mall. New South Wales police confirms the threat is over, and during a press conference about the investigation and the suspect, Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the incident is not believed to be linked to terrorism.
If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Addressing the public after the attack, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese praised the police inspector who took out the suspect at the scene.
She is certainly a hero. There is no doubt that she saved lives through her action.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.